We welcome in Seth Meyers now. Seth, of course, is the host of Late Night with Seth Meyers, NBC 1230. Good morning, Seth.
How's it going?
Well, before we start, I'm going to take you down the island road. You're going to go live the rest of your life on a deserted island. You can take one candy bar with you. Which will it be?
Not a huge candy bar fan. I'm going to come right out and just say that. But I guess I would bring a crackle.
Ooh, that's our first crackle.
Yeah. What an obtuse choice.
You can take one food. What will it be?
Chicken, any kind of chicken.
You can take one.
That keeps well, right? That travels well.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, we don't get into logistics. You can take one album.
One album. I am taking Blood on the Tracks by Bob Dylan.
Oh.
One movie.
One movie, Chinatown.
For conversation's sake, you can take one person, dead or alive, to join you on the island to talk to.
Benjamin Franklin.
Ooh.
And for sexual purposes, wife or girlfriend doesn't count. Who, dead or alive, who would you take?
Please be Benjamin Franklin.
I'm doubling up, but yeah, I'm going to double up on Benjamin Franklin.
And would you like him to be dead or alive?
I want a live Benjamin for the conversation.
Right.
Straight up, don't hold that Benjamin. Because I will say this, I do not think he will consent.
Right.
I don't think live Benjamin Franklin has any interest.
All right, now, Seth, I know we're on limited time, so I want to get into a couple of things. I don't think people understand how much work goes into what it is that you do. I spend 8 to 10 hours a day on this radio show. To do a live 1 hour television show every day, tell us your entire day. When does it start and when does it end?
Get in at around 9 a.m. and you immediately sort of start talking about what the sort of story of the day is that you feel it's most important to hit, and then you start meeting with your writers, going through all the written material for both that night's show and the next 2 days. The ones that are coming up the next 2 days, you're sort of giving instructions on the rewrites you want it to have and which direction you think it should move. Then you start meeting with your segment producers about the different guests you're going to have on the show. Monologue jokes start coming in. You start reading through your monologue jokes, making your selects there. We sort of move down to the studio at around 4 p.m. Then we start rehearsing everything. And then, you know, you start running things on cue cards, and basically your audience rolls in around 6, and we start taping at 6:30. But it's a very full day. There's not a lot of dead time when you're sort of trying to pull stuff off, because ultimately everything that you write on the show needs to be written by 3:30, 4 at the latest.
Now, with Saturday Night Live, I have understood that that is a completely nuts, insane existence. Are there any comparisons between Late Night with Seth Meyers and Saturday Night Live?
Well, it's very helpful to have worked at Saturday Night Live before you do a job like the one I sort of am undertaking now. They're completely different schedules in that SNL, you know, you have the one shot to get it right on Saturday. You spend the whole week sort of throwing the staff's full attention just at that week. No one's thinking about the next show. Whereas at here, you sort of spread out your focus a little bit more. You can sort of put a couple writers on the show that's 2 days away because you will manage to take care of tonight's show without their assistance. And so it's a little bit similar. It's a little bit different. I will say there are times where I miss that schedule, and there's other times where, you know, I'm going to bed at a reasonable hour that I'm so, so happy I don't have to do it ever again.
So, you know, having done this 4 hours of radio for 45 years, I've had so many moments that were uncomfortable. I could easily answer the question, but I'll ask you, what is the most uncomfortable moment you've had live on the air so far?
Good question. What's the most uncomfortable? It was not uncomfortable for anybody but me, but Bill Clinton was on as a guest. And I realized this about all politicians, which is if you don't interrupt them, they will talk the whole 10 minutes. And you will not. You will say hello. You'll ask them how they're doing. And then the next thing you'll do is throw to commercial. So it's just that weird thing where you are very, the uncomfortable moment for me is like, when am I going to cut off Bill Clinton? What moment am I going to stop him mid-sentence and say, that's great. Now to the question.
Well, it is a unique thing that you do. Do you ever get nervous?
I don't get nervous. I always get a little, I get like good butterflies before a show starts. You know, I think that's part of the fun of doing a job like this is you have to, you know, if you're not having butterflies, you probably aren't going to give it your full focus.
Yep.
So, you know, that's the part of it that I like. But I think nerves-wise, I'm pretty good these days.
You can follow him at Seth Meyers. It is Late Night with Seth Meyers, NBC, 12:30. Your guests tonight are Amanda Seyfried and Judd Apatow. Seth, sorry to let, I know that you got to go to the next interview, but we thoroughly enjoyed. Let's do it again.
Thank you. Lovely talking to you guys. Have a great day.
All right, see you, Seth.